better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Broilmaster offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Broilmaster is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilmasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Are you feeling overwhelmed with unanswered medical questions and the challenges of your diagnosis? Tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Soul School from the St. Louis Center for Hope to improve your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. Mary Beth, a registered nurse, will help you navigate health challenges. Monique, a certified professional counselor, will help you find meaning. And David, a spiritual leader, has strategies to help you attain your dreams and live each day full of hope and gratitude. Connect with Soul School, Sundays at 5 p.m. on KTRS.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
sexual intercourse.
Well, that's a nice medical way to say it. Better than some other terminology. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. That's right. The place that sponsors the yard sale every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner, the place where I do all my banking, and the place that would love to have your car loan. And to show you how much they'd like to have it and how much they appreciate you moving it over to First Community Credit Union, they'd like to give you $100. $100 just for moving it over, which is something you're going to be glad you did anyway. We'll talk about that and other reasons to move there.
Hey!
But first, round of introductions. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not completely satisfied with the financial advice you have right now, then it may be smart to get a second opinion. And Mark and Jason would love for the chance to sit down with you. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house, back from another successful gig with his band. There's his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy was nice enough, before I left Thursday, he walked up to me and he slipped something in my hand. And he just said, hang on to this. Eat it tonight. And it was Viagra-infused what?
Cheese.
Viagra-infused cheese. He calls it Cheezagra. He's trying to market it. And I'll tell you something. It was good, Rat Boy. It was really good cheese. And it worked, need I say
more. The blue cheese.
It was a blue cheese. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And now I know what the blue came from.
Yeah.
I'm I'm just savoring that accordion and harmonica, accordion music. That is, of course, the sound of these guys, Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. They are the greatest.
They are the greatest.
Yeah. And known all over the country, those guys, Bruce. When I went to this concert Thursday night, Lori Morgan and Pam Tillis, big names in country music. Lori mouthed from the stage to me, "Say hi to Bruce."
Whoa!
Oh yeah, they're well known, well respected. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They have great popcorn. I'd like to throw that in there. You know, the popcorn at the movie theater for the big bucket is, I don't know, $86 or something. At First Community, it's just as good, and it's free. It's free, and you can take 2-3 little bags if you want to. Cost you nothing. Popsicles are good, too. Here's what's better. The rates, the service, and the services offered at First Community. Where do you bank now? Where do you bank right now? Anybody listening, where do you bank? Okay, why do you bank there? Oh, can't answer that, can you? You can't really answer that. Oh, well, I just bank there because that's where I've been banking for a long time. Not good enough. That's not a good answer. You should say, well, I bank there because I just always feel like they're making sure I never have any reason to leave and go anywhere else. And how do they do that? How do they make sure you don't leave like you left the other place to come to First Community Credit Union? By doing their best to see that you don't find a better rate someplace else or better service someplace else. And they do a pretty good job of that. That's why they are the largest community credit union, rather, in the St. Louis area, 40 locations. So start there if you want to with your car loan. They'll give you $100 if you move it from somewhere else to First Community Credit Union. That's a great deal. Great deal, especially since you're probably a good chance you might get a lower rate, too, and your car payment will go down. There are lots of other reasons, too, and you're not going to know what they are until you do like us and become a member and do your banking there, and I hope you will, or consider it at least. FirstCommunity.com is the website. So Love and Mercy, the Brian Wilson, as in Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys story, it is a terrific movie. I mean, it's really good. And it's not a lot of concert you know, you'd think it would be lots of shots of them on stage and in concert. It's not. It's great insight into the mind of a genius. And I know the trailers and promos say America's greatest songwriter. I don't buy that. He's not America's greatest songwriter, but he was a very prolific songwriter. And a tortured soul and a guy whose dad, who was a monster, really did mess him up. And they do a great job of telling that story. And I heard Paul Harvey say something Friday that he was...
I think it's Harris.
Yeah, Paul Harris.
It's Harris, yeah.
He was glad they didn't do the whole backstory where they show him as a little boy. And I hate that when they do that. I don't care when I read a biography or see a documentary. I don't... Well, he grew up in the... And as a young first grader, I don't want to hear that. Let's start with him being the Brian Wilson and the whole songwriting Beach Boys thing. In fact, the movie starts present day or, you know, later on after he had needed help. Paul Giamatti, there's nothing more to say than another spectacular acting job. So Love and Mercy, I think, worth the trouble. On the other hand, there's Spy with Melissa McCarthy. We saw that, too. I'm telling you, this was a whirlwind anniversary, folks. We did it all.
I saw Spy also.
Out to eat, out to a movie. I didn't particularly like it. I didn't hate it. I laughed about 6 times. It was Melissa McCarthy being Melissa McCarthy, just like I thought it would be, using a lot of MFing and F words.
That was because it was the R-rated version of her movies. She's only done a couple of those. The Heat, I guess, with Sandra Bullock, which I thought was a good one. And well, I thought this one was okay.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of her showing us how she can use the F word and how if she wants to, she can kick somebody's ass because she's a great big fat gal and she can get it done. I'm tired of that. I think she's a terrific actress. She's very funny. But I think she can be funny without all that.
Didn't her husband? Her husband made a little cameo in this movie.
Well, he's done it more than once.
He said
in this movie.
Was he the? He wrote this one. I think.
I didn't notice.
He
him
normally
in this.
Directs her movies
he,
too.
He could have been in this. I didn't notice it. I didn't notice him if he was. If he was, it was not much of an appearance. But Spy, if you love Melissa McCarthy being Melissa McCarthy, You'll like it. Now, we had dinner last night. We tried to stretch this anniversary out as long as we could. You like the 12 days
of
Christmas?
Yeah, boy, you did.
So I tried to make it like the 3 days of anniversary, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even into Sunday. So last night, our anniversary was Friday. I'm still throwing the romance out as late as last night. Yeah. So we went to dinner, not at Annie Gunn's, at another place I won't name, but it was a place where I could go for nothing because I'm a pathetic gambler. So we went to eat at a dinner, a restaurant there, and it happened to me again. This rude, rude thing that I've had said to me before by someone who is supposed to be serving us. He walks over and looks at me and said, "I'm sorry about your weight."
Oh, that was nervous laughter. I'm sorry.
Sorry about your weight. And somebody said, well, maybe he meant, you know, W-A-I-T. No. Uh-uh. I think it was, sorry about your weight. That's how I took it anyway.
No. And did your wife look and roll her eyes and say?
No, she just said, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Joined right in. Now, there was a guy last night at a table across from us. And I got to be very careful here.
I love this story you were telling.
I've never been so entertained and wanted to throw up at the same time. This guy was with a date, and he was doing everything he could to impress her and make her think he was the you-know-whats. He talked loud, real loud, at the table, and he explained to her different cuts of meat. Like, he knew all about meat. He's an expert. And then he's an expert on something. And you can hear everything he's saying. And he bossed and ordered the wait staff around. Hey, pal, can we get some more water over here? Today. And he's just an a-hole. And then at one point, when she goes to the bathroom, he calls the waiter or somebody over and goes, hey, man, sorry for busting your balls, but, you know, trying to impress the lady. And he says, it's going pretty well. Thanks for putting up with it. And I thought, well, that's nice. He apologized for being a D-bag. And he just kept it up.
But then he also admitted he's trying to impress her.
And then at one point, somebody pours water, and he says something like, yeah, good job there, pal. Hey, what's your name? And the guy says, Jimmy or something. Yeah, Jimmy, Andy Granatelli. How you doing? So he gives his full name and shakes it. Like, I'm a badass, but I'm a nice guy, and I know everything about food. And I just thought, if this chick is smart, she'll fake an emergency phone call and have to get out of there. Holy cow. But I will say this. He put on a great show for us. You know what? I don't know what I would be like if I had to start dating, but I don't think I'd be that guy.
I don't think either.
I would hope I would never be that guy.
And how could he not even know that she was... Maybe she was that dumb.
Or maybe she loved it.
And maybe she did.
Thought, this guy has got it all.
He's confident.
He's authoritative. He knows about meat. He's got it all.
I would have stood up when I was leaving and clapped for him. And then maybe, here you go, buddy. Thanks for the show. Give him $5 or $10. Goodness.
Now, Dan and I were talking off the air. This is kind of an interesting thing that always happens. A pretty nice restaurant. If you're in a restaurant that's even pretty nice, every single time when they bring your food, be careful, that plate's hot. They always do that.
Yes.
And by doing that, it means I'm going to touch the plate to see how hot it is.
Yeah.
Dan said the same thing.
Yeah.
I'll be careful, that plate's hot. Well, as soon as he says that, I have to touch it to see how hot it is.
You go, whoa, that is hot.
The alternative would be not to say it, and then you go grab it and you burn your hands. So
yeah.
I guess they have to say it. But it's interesting that at some point, all the restaurants started baking the plates.
Yeah.
And I get it. Keeps the food warmer. I get that. But you know it's coming. As soon as they go, now, stop them right there and go, now, let me finish it for you. Now, that plate's really hot. Be careful. Here's another thing. While the guy was there at dinner with this chick, he's on the phone. He takes a phone call. First of all, rude. You're with her. She should be your whole focus. And here's how he answers the phone. First of all, loudly. Yeah, what's up, dude? Now, let me state right now, I will never, and I don't have a problem with this with young guys, I will never call a guy dude. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to do it. Yeah, dude. Hey, dude. Listen, dude, my sons do it. I get it. when I was a teenager, young, and Dan too, everybody was man. Hey man,
yeah.
What's going
hey man,
on?
What's going
See
on?
You later, man. And there's no difference, I guess. It's just a generational thing. I'm not calling you dude. And don't call me dude either. I don't want to be called dude by anybody, especially a young guy. If some young guy comes to my house, and this happened once. This guy's in his 20s, and he's doing some work at my house, and he goes, well, I think we're about done, dude. What? What did you say to me? Dude. Ugh. Last night, I heard the worst radio I've ever heard in my whole life. That's all I can say. I can't give you any more information, and don't email me. You know what it is?
Yes, I think so.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I'm in the car with my wife. It's late. And I thought, let's just check something out. Okay, I turn it on. I could not believe. Look, we've had some bad shows, okay? What I heard last night was 100 times worse than our worst show could ever be. Do not email me. I will not tell you what it was. Is there a classier first lady, and has there ever been, than Barbara Bush? The answer is no. Classy. Forget your politics. Barbara Bush, 90 today, I think.
Wow.
90 years old.
I still say, and I know she's the nicest, probably the
Is
nicest
this a Quaker
woman.
Oates
statement? Yeah, she looks just like the Quaker Oates
she
guy.
She looks like Ben Franklin or
yeah.
Quaker Oates.
Yeah.
You're right. Dan, years ago, you say, hey, she looks like yes. the guy in the Quaker Oates. Well, she does, and that's not being mean. I think she is just... I'm crazy about Barbara.
She's
Bush.
Like America's grandma.
Yeah, and she's somebody you Something. Know that if you met her, yeah. she'd be pleasant, very pleasant to meet. All right, this is a good one. This is a good one. I get a call today from somebody, obviously somebody I know, somebody who lives in a condominium complex. This is a true story. I'm not making this up. And he says, I cannot wait to tell you this, because he knew that I'd go on the air and tell it, because it's my kind of story. Someone else in his condominium complex development had a maintenance guy do some drywall work. The owner lives out of state. It's a part-time residence. I can tell you it's Lake of the Ozarks. So there are a lot of people there that have a place they go to on the weekend or 1 week in the month or whatever. And the worker knew the owners were not home. And this has a follow-up story, too, because I told this to somebody, and then they shared a story with me. This just gets better. So this guy goes in, does the drywall work, and drywall work can be messy and dirty, and you get junk all over you. So he goes into the shower and takes a shower in their condo with their soap and uses their towel and then helps himself to the refrigerator. What he didn't know was the owner is real tech savvy. He had cameras everywhere. So they have him on video showering in their shower and using their towel and using their soap and helping himself to the food. This guy's done. He's done. So I tell this to somebody else after I hear it this morning, and the person I told it to said, oh, I got one. And I'm what this all leads to is what I've always said to you. In 2015, we must assume there's always a camera somewhere. There are cameras everywhere. This person said, well, that a friend of hers found out through a nanny cam or some kind of camera, and it was a cleaning lady. She decided, while she's cleaning, since no one was home, and I guess she knew they wouldn't be home, to put on the owner's lingerie and pleasure herself on the bed wearing the owner's night clothes. She's pleasuring herself. I would burn those night clothes, that lingerie. Now, how would you like, if you're the cleaning lady, to have the owner go, hey, have you got a moment? I'd like to show you something on my iPad. Oh, look, it's you rubbing one out with my clothes on.
That depends on what she looks like.
Well, yeah, but you're the owner of the clothes.
Yeah.
I don't care what she looks like. You're not going to like that. Oh, that was a good one. I noticed this morning on STL Today where at the pageant, Father John Misty is coming.
Who's that?
Well, thank you. I looked at that and I thought, you know, there's a lot I don't know. And I don't know a lot of the hip artists or young artists, especially hip hop. Who the heck is Father John? So I went on YouTube and I looked him up. Folks, wait till you see this guy. This is the least talented guy. He's a guitar player and a singer. I don't know if he's a priest. I don't know what the whole fuck. I can't believe this guy has a career. Father John Misty. That's all I'm going to say. Just go see for yourself. I watched a couple of interviews with him. I watched him perform, and I just thought, maybe I'm losing my mind. The guy can't sing. He's not interesting. His words don't make any sense. I guess I've officially crossed over into that.
Either that or it's just one of those cult followings that no one really understands.
I think it is.
And even the people that follow him probably don't understand.
My wife and I were in Vegas one time years ago on vacation, and we went to a little lounge. We couldn't get tickets to the show we wanted to see. They said there are a couple of seats, just a couple of seats left in the lounge, and I'm going to make up a name. Brad Pullman is playing. And we've never heard of him.
Oh, so we go there.
The pack, this lounge room is packed. Guy steps up. He's got a guitar. And you're right. His freaky, drugged out cult followers were just going crazy for him. And here's an example of the guy who came up. Life is short. You're so beautiful. Yeah! Crazy. Sometimes I walk outside and I see everything. Yeah! We just looked at each other. What in the world? We got up and left. We gave it about half an hour. It was horrible. And then he'd put on a hat and he'd do a Sinatra song. He didn't sound anything like Frank Sinatra. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Dedicate this to Ballast Dental Care. Guy runs into a dentist's office. He tells the receptionist, he says, I got to see a dentist right now. I mean, right now. Emergency. She goes, oh, my goodness, hang on. She grabs the dentist. He comes down and goes, what's going on? He says, can you pull a tooth? Like, I mean, just pull it. We're on our way to... I can't explain it all, but we have to get there. It's my dad. We've got to get there. We have no time. We have to get on the road. Just yank the thing out. Just yank it out. I don't care about Novocaine. I don't care about anesthesia. Just rip it under the roots. Don't worry about the pain. Just can you do that? And the dentist says, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can, with permission. Which tooth is it? He says, hang on. He yells toward the car where his wife is. Honey, which tooth is it that's hurting you?
Meet me. Let's see how traffic's looking right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, well, they've just cleared that accident on southbound 141 before Highway 21. You're jammed solid from Gravois Bluff to Romaine Creek. I imagine that's about a 2.5 mile backup. We have westbound 44 traffic, just a little heavy right at Bowles. Southbound 270 still running slow from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 downtown is slowing east of Union Station out of the Poplar. That's thinning out rapidly. We have westbound 70, a little heavy between Jennings Station Road and Lucas and Hunt. Again, from 170 past the airport, slow there. Eastbound 270 is now midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And the usual slowdowns on westbound 40, Science Center to McCausland, Spady in the right lane out to Highway 270. They were working with an accident. I believe they have it off on the shoulder now on westbound 40 before Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Just a little off the pace as you go through that area. This report brought to you by Subway, the new turkey Italiano melt from Subway. Tender, juicy turkey, Genoa salami, and pepperoni. Fresh toasted with melty provolone and drizzled with tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams.
For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
Had a friend of mine call me up the other day and thank me for telling him about Bowen Dental Care. You see, my friend had some dental problems and he needed some dental implants. And he was doing research and he heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care. He heard me talk about there was a family-run dentistry handed down from generation to generation. He also found out that John Bowen, Dr. Bowen, has been not only educated, but continues to educate himself on all the latest when it comes to dental implants. And then lastly, he loved the fact at Bowen Dental Care that it's one place. Many people will send you three or four or five different places to do the different surgeries needed for dental implants. But at Bowen Dental Care, it all happens at his office, his world headquarters in Florissant on Dunn Road. So if you need a family dentist, if you need Invisalign, teeth whitening, root canals, and yes, dental implants, Bowen Dental Care, B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. They're online, bowendentalcare.com. For the best family dentistry, Bowen Dental Care.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a region's business banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think, I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Tired of the same old, same old? Bishop's Post is alive with activity every day, with Monday through Friday happy hours featuring cocktail, beer, and wine specials, plus fabulous offerings on their new bar menu for only $7. Also, don't forget their famous brunch on Sundays from 10 till 3. Bishop's Post has a terrific patio and three private dining rooms, which are perfect for all occasions. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. To book an event, contact Jenna. And for more information, visit bishopspost.com.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber
Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy-to-install click strand bamboo for $249. It's 2 times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
So you've switched over to the DynaGreen fertilizer system. Now, what about your grass? Well, you need to reseed, and the best way to do that is with DynaGreen. You can do the Independence 4-Way Fescue. You can do the Turf Saver Plus with 10% bluegrass or the HGT bluegrass, just like Busch Stadium. To find out everything you need, go to your local independent lawn and garden dealer and ask about DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. Kirkwood Material and Bear Garden Shop are your local DynaGreen dealers.
Get to Argosy Casino, where you can win free slot play for a year, Saturday, June 27th, only at Argosy Casino Alton. My kind of winning.
Are you paralyzed by the media's never-ending doom and gloom about retirement? Find out what's true and what's hype. Learn how to take control on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When are you going to let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go.
If you're ever at a trivia night and they play this song and say, who is it? It's Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. Yeah, see? You learn a lot here. We're headed to Southern California, where they need some rain. Especially the desert parts of Southern California. But out there, not thirsty, because there's plenty of wine to keep him alive, sits Mike Evans. And he's brought to you by Annie Guns. That's a restaurant. Next door, there's the Smokehouse Market. Visit them. I'm not telling you to. I'm just sort of saying, please, you should visit them, because you'll be glad you did. A place that nobody can go to just once. You go to either one, you'll go back. Nothing quite like them, and gift cards, always a good idea. Sitting next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, and they are now proud to present to you the one and only Mike Evans. Listen to that crowd. That crowd is on their feet.
What are you doing? How are you doing for yourself?
Good. I saw Love and Mercy over the weekend.
Great movie.
My goodness, it's good.
I told you.
Four stars. So good. And then yeah. I saw Spy.
You know what? I thought Spy was pretty funny for her.
It's another Melissa McCarthy, I'll kick your butt movie. You know, it's okay.
It's all right.
But the mistake I guess I made is I had just seen Love and Mercy, which is really a good movie.
Yeah.
And you don't want to follow that right up with something like Spy.
Yeah, you're right there. No, you're absolutely right. Pacquiao's question, name the name of the star who openly admits she this person was overdosed, drug addict, horrible person, mean, but has really changed their ways.
Barbara Bush.
Angelina Jolie. Megan Fox. Jodie Foster.
Nah, easy on the boing.
I don't know who that is.
Jodie Foster.
You know who Jodie Foster is?
Yeah, no, the Lambs.
You know who Jodie Foster is?
Well, he's
a brain tumor.
Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Love Nuggets, Simon Cowell and his wife, Lauren, are trying for a second child. Is that beautiful?
Oh.
I knew you'd like that, Franco.
It makes me sad.
I know.
It makes me happy.
No, yeah, why would it be sad? Kelly Clarkson has cleared her schedule for 2016. She hopes to be pregnant and take next year off. New Whitney Houston biography book coming out this week insists that Whitney Houston had a 10-year lesbian affair with her personal assistant. Nobody's denying it.
Mm.
Odds and ends, Kris Jenner and her boyfriend went to the U2 concert here in Los Angeles, and while other celebrities like Magic Johnson and Tobey Maguire and Julia Roberts were invited backstage for a little party afterwards, Kris Jenner was, how do you say it?
Denied.
Denied.
Good.
Exactly. I love it.
Sick.
Self-proclaimed clothing designer, the snooty Victoria Beckham, is meeting with Hillary Clinton and maybe dressing her for the campaign coming up. What is she going to lose 100 pounds to try to dress like a Spice Girl? Well, I can't imagine Victoria Beckham dressing Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's an old hag.
Wow.
She looks like an old beat-up hag, man. She's been used and put away wet.
Okay.
Woo. After winning Dancing with the Stars, Rumor Willis has been offered movie parts and her own television sitcom. Rumor will be doing the Dancing with the Stars live and expected to do well. I think she's going to do very, very well.
She's half the reason we watched this past season. The other half was Noah, oh my goodness, whatever his last name is, the guy who lost an arm and leg.
He was hard to watch. He's not. He wasn't any good.
Well, he had one arm and one leg.
Oh, I know, but he still wasn't any good.
Well, I think he was very courageous.
I only
watched
Whitney.
Whitney. Whitney.
She danced with the Bachelor, the little blonde.
Oh, yeah.
She's the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Easy, Mike. Easy.
No, really.
Easy.
She is.
We're down there.
Come on,
oh,
now.
Man. She's something.
All right.
Pharrell Williams, you know who he is.
Yeah.
He's very happy. Get it? The song.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This weekend, moving into his Woodland Hills home cost $7.3 million. Neighbors came by to wish him the best into his new wedding into the neighborhood. Selma Hayek.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Timberlake. The attorney to the stars is Howard Weissman. Howard has represented John Wayne, Marlon Brando, Jack Nicholson, Magic Johnson, Michael Jackson, Justin Bieber, Courtney Love, O.J. Simpson, just to name a few. The story was that just an hour or so after O.J. was arrested following the Bronco chase, that Howard Weissman met O.J. in jail, and O.J. confessed the murders. Asked what he should do, Howard said, well, you need to do a plea bargain. O.J. said, absolutely not, I'm going to fight this. Howard, at that time, refused to take the case, walked away, and Johnny Cochran was there the next day.
Well, and when that happened, I said on the air, here's all the proof you need that this guy is guilty. Howard Weissman loves being a celebrity attorney. And to walk away from an opportunity like this, because there's only one reason. This guy is as guilty as he can be, and he's not gonna take this case.
There you go. Howard knows where all the bodies are buried in Hollywood. I think he should write a book. I would read that book.
Well, you know who else knows all the details of everything that happened in that case is A.J. Cowlings. Al Cowlings.
Well, I'm sure O.J. spilled his guts to him.
When they were riding around for 4 hours or whatever. Of course he
last
did.
Last I heard, Cowlings was selling cars in Denver.
Wow.
Car salesman. Dayton history, June 8th. Two very different people have birthdays this day. Very different. 1925, Barbara Bush was born. 1933, I think one of the funniest people on television, George Costanza's television dad and Ben Stiller's real dad, Jerry Stiller.
Oh, I think he's really
funny. Back to this. Let me ask a legal question here, and I doubt that you can answer it. But in that case, why could you not put Al Cowlings on the stand? Here's the guy who's in the Bronco driving him. To me, there's your number one guy to put on the stand. How does that not happen?
I think everything you would have said would have been hearsay.
Hearsay?
Yeah, there was no witness, but he would have, well, I don't know.
Well, he could lie and nobody would know. If he said, yeah, he told me he didn't do it. I mean, I guess I get it.
Is he able to plead the fifth, too, I guess?
Yeah, but to me, that would have said guilty.
Yeah.
I just wondered why he never had to get on the stand. Here's the guy.
Good point.
I don't know.
Anyway.
No.
No.
Okay. Anyway.
No.
No.
And finally.
Okay. Marlon Brando told me that Howard Weissman is the greatest attorney he's ever met.
Really?
Yeah. They told me to interview that.
Why didn't you record that,
I did. It was the day before Marlon Brando died.
Man.
And we covered all kinds of topics. Showbiz people, attorney. I'll play you just the part where he talks about that.
Okay.
Here it is.
Well, you know, when you're show business, when you're a famous actor, you get a lot of people, they want to be your manager, they want to be your attorney, they want to be your agent, and there's only one guy I go to for the legal stuff. It's Howard Weitzman.
Yeah. Wow.
Marlon Brando.
Hey, there you go. Marlon Brando right there on the radio.
All right, give us that quiz, the selection again.
It was Angelina Jolie, Megan Fox, Emma Stone, Jodie Foster.
What is it they're supposed to have done? I forgot.
They smoke pot regularly and are proud of it.
Okay, Dan?
Megan Fox.
No.
They were mean.
Mean.
That's tomorrow's report. Tomorrow is somebody that smokes pot.
They were mean
day.
And evil.
They said they were out of control, constantly on drugs, almost overdosed, and just horrible people.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan?
I'll say Megan Fox.
Emma Stone.
Angelina.
Answers him, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah!
There he is!
Yeah!
My man, Frank O.
I got it. I won. Angelina was mean. That was Mike Evans, and he was brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. Let me read you a very brief email that I got. I love getting emails like this. It starts, it's to Frank Opinion and from Linda, and I won't mention her last name. It just starts, "Hi. I like the way people choose to start
that's
emails.
That's a good greeting.
Dear Frank, or Frank, or hi. Just wanted to let you know about our experience with Matheny Heating and Cooling. On June 3rd, our air conditioner was working off and on. I called Matheny on June 4th. We got an appointment between 2 and 3 o'clock. Ron Ellersick called and showed up around noon. Very nice. Fixed our problem. They will be coming out to check our air conditioner 2 times a year. Thank you very much. Linda, thank you for another great testimonial about Matheny Heating and Cooling. Family business, third generation, 73 years in business. And I'm glad that Linda knew when something happened. She's conditioned through hearing it and hearing and hearing to call Matheny. And that's what I'd like to happen. I'd like to have everybody do that. The next time an opportunity arises and you need a heating and cooling company, just go Matheny in your head. Matheny. That's all. And you're not going to be sorry, and you're going to thank us. 73 years or 76 years? I get confused. I think it's 73. Hey, whatever. 70-something years. That's a long time. And it's also good to know that no matter what your system, what name is on it, what brand, what model, what type, what size, it doesn't matter. Well, all that matters is you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. That's all that matters. And they'll work on it, and they'll do as good a job as anybody can do on it because they're as highly trained as anybody. You need a new system? These are the people to put the new one in, too. And I really want to throw up sometimes when I hear commercials and claims that are just ridiculous claims. That we'll put a new system in, and they name a price that you're not going to get that system for that price. That's the price of the smallest house ever built, or a flat-out promise as to what they'll do with your utility bills. Come on. Of course, a more efficient system is going to lower your bills. Here's what you need to know, Matheny. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to go to Tim Weiland and get our final check on traffic. Tim?
Okay, Dan, everything downtown is thinned out. You're running wide open on eastbound 40 to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270 is still a little bit slow now from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, you'll find it heavy. Still from the Science Center out through McCausland, from Spady in the right lane to 270. Eastbound 270 is Lindbergh through 170. Cool down at Subway with the new Fuse half and half fresh brewed iced tea. The perfectly refreshing blend that you can only get at Subway. Grab one with your favorite footlong today. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Artificial, synthetic, fabricated, or natural, organic, pure? What's your choice when it comes to your family? At OrganicInfusions.com, it's simple. Farm Direct, 100% pure, certified organic, therapeutic-grade aromatherapy oils at wholesale prices. That's why Organic Infusions is trusted by some of the most prestigious spas and body care professionals. Go to OrganicInfusions.com today, and they'll happily include a free gift with your order. Experience it for yourself. OrganicInfusions.com.
right, Charles Jaco up next. Oh, wait.
Wait a minute. No, that's not right.
He's gone. He's not.
Yeah, no.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Hey, have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
An elderly woman found shot to death inside her Sunset Hills home. What we're learning about the investigation into her murder.
Illinois facing a possible government shutdown if no agreement is reached on the budget. Who the governor is blaming for the stalemate and the strong words he's using tonight.
A conference is underway to help protect your private information from cyber criminals. How you can become more cyber savvy.
Team USA brings Women's World Cup play tonight, where you can join hundreds of fans to cheer them on.
Fox 2 News at 6, coverage you can count on begins now.
And first at 6, some strong storms are rolling down the Mississippi River and into the St. Louis area.
Giving you a live look right now from Eckerts in Belleville, looking into the storm as it approaches.